Now, have you noticed one of the greatest difficulty of the COVID-19 is the trade-offs, so to speak? We see government and different institutions struggle with these trade-offs in such a pandemic crisis. Should we be concerned about saving lives or saving the economy or giving people their deserved freedom? And every time when some consequences happen, be it the loss of many lives or the loss of many jobs, or some infections broke out in some places and clusters are formed, we will see blame and criticisms go around. Then we will see some decision makers getting defensive. We will also see well-intentioned people offering solutions, so we could have done this or done that, and most of these are done on hindsight. And it's telling that when such crises hit us, the pride of man reveals itself. It is human nature that everyone wants to be seen as right, seen as wise, or seen as having made the right decision or having done the right thing. You see, we are by nature both moral and dignified beings. We first want to be seen as doing right morally. Things may go wrong, a pandemic may happen, and we have no choice but to react to it. But all kinds of results will follow after that, both desirable or undesirable. But deep in us, we don't like people to question our moral intention. We don't like people to say that, oh, you're someone who only care about the economy, you don't care about lives, or you only care about the young and able while you leave the old to die, or you only care about your own citizens while you leave the foreign workers to die. No, we hate those suggestions against us. Why? Simply because we are moral beings. And morally, we know lives are of utmost importance, and that is why we want to be seen as morally right, both to the public and to the rest of the world. And besides, we are also dignified beings. We, by nature, want people to have a high view of ourselves. We want to be seen as wise, as being resolute, as determined, or as merited, so to speak, especially if we are someone of high standing. And that is why we hear all these talks about achieving gold standard in dealing with this pandemic. We not only want to be morally right, but we also want to be seen as someone who are capable and who seldom make mistakes. We want to believe that all those things may go wrong, but we have dealt with the issue in good faith and in the best way. Now, there is nothing wrong to want to be morally right and dignified. Yet we have to agree that as fallen beings, we fall short of that. In Romans 3:23 tells us, all men have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So the question is, can we have a leader in this world that is beyond reproach? Now the answer is, we couldn't. Our morals fall short. Our dignity can never be earned solely through our merits. As much as we want to be right, we still fall short in our morals and dignity. But pride refuses to reconcile with that fact. Pride provokes the fear of losing our merits and standing. Pride likes to say, I am right, rather than I am learning. Pride causes us to direct time and effort in defending ourselves, rather than keep seeking the right thing to do. Now, my brethren, aside from the pandemic, have we seen a lot of that pride in our usual dealings with people? Have we seen pride got the better of us during crisis? Now, I am in top leadership in my church, and I have come to learn that blames and criticisms are not uncommon, especially in times of crisis. And if we are dealing with broken lives, there are needs to be met, there are wrongs to correct, and it can be beyond the capability of human leadership. And I always have in mind that the last thing a leader should do is to be defensive. Why? For simple reasons that we are not perfect, we are not beyond reproach. And we have to let that truth sink into our hearts, even if we are doing all we could to love our brethren. And there are precious lessons I've learned about dealing with pride, especially in the role of leadership. First, you must learn to look to the one and only true leader that is beyond reproach, and that is Christ. Now, in all my shortfalls, if I only seek to defend myself, then I could have fallen into prideful leadership. Yet if I make my mistake a channel for everyone in the church to look to the perfect Christ, believe me, God can correct every wrong. God can turn every circumstance around. Learn that, my brethren, not only in church leadership, but also as a father or as a parent leading your family. Next, focus on seeking God rather than being right. Circumstances change, my brethren. In this pandemic, we saw how countries look to one another for best practices. Some believe in lockdown, some believe in widespread testing, some look to vaccines to be quickly developed. Everyone is looking for successful role models or good solutions in fighting the pandemic. But when things don't work, people look for new solutions and we end up like one chasing our own tail. Now, pride always looks to man, but humility points us to God. Now, I was reminded of an incident in the Bible when David and his men were met with a crisis. It was a situation where David and his men returned to their city and found their wives and children captured by their enemies. And as their leader, he has to bear the brunt of his men's anger. Everyone blamed him for a wrong decision made. But what did David do? Now let's turn to this passage. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. David was greatly distressed because men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord his God. Then David said to Abiathar the priest, the son of Ahimelech, bring me the ephod. Abiathar brought it to him, and David inquired of the Lord, should I pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them? Pursue them, he answered. You will certainly overtake them and succeed in the rescue. Now, what does the story teach us? It's not about just being right. It's about seeking God in humility. Now, when God chose David to be the king of Israel, he didn't choose him because he was so wise or merited in all he does. He was merely a shepherd boy then. God chose him because he is a man after God's own heart. And that brought me to think that it's not being able to do everything right in this pandemic or just being right in the eyes of men. It's about being one who is after God's own heart. And I pray that for you, my brethren. And I pray that for our leaders.